Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got some things I want to talk to you about. I want to talk to you about barter. You know, if you, you've heard me talk about, and perhaps you know about, the landmark book that Adam Smith wrote in 1776. Adam Smith is known as the father of modern economics. The book's called Wealth of Nations. You've heard me mention it many times before. It's so many important fundamentals that came from that book. But he talked about what he called the three greatest inventions of mankind. And one of them was the written word. And another one was basically economics, mathematics, just basically math. And the third one, though, the third greatest invention was money. If you think about it, now think about what money has done for us over the years. Stamped money, printed money, accepted currency that people can use. Money has helped businesses grow more efficiently. Money has helped markets expand more dynamically. And money has helped nations trade more effectively. But there's something in the marketplace today, after with all the years, all the thousands of years that people have used money instead of anything else, there's still one thing that's still out there, still in the marketplace today, and it's barter. Barter, if you think about it, barter birthed the marketplace, right? If you think about if I had a duck, and you had a sack of potatoes, and you wanted some meat, and I wanted some potatoes, you know, then we would swap, right? But the problem with barter was how many potatoes is a duck worth, right? Or a pig, or a goat, or whatever. How do you do that? How do you split a duck by three-fourths? Or whatever, you know, not too hard to split three-fourths of a sack of potatoes, but the other item, not so much, right? Barter is here's the definition, it's the direct and mutual exchange of goods or services between two parties. Direct and mutual exchange of goods and services between two parties. The Latin called it, in Latin it's called quid pro quo. You heard that term, right? But not so much used for barter purposes. You've heard it used. It means quid pro quo means something for something. Quid pro quo means typically we use it in terms of I do you a favor, you do me a favor, right? But quid pro quo is the in its original definition. It was about barter. Think of the frontier doctor, right? If you watch all the movies, most of us aren't old enough to remember the frontier time, but we saw the movies and the television shows where the doctor accepted a chicken or like that for delivering a baby. For the past 100 years or so, we had the liquidity of money and the growth of financial tools, financial credit cards and things like that. All of those things, all those resources have kind of put barter into more of a minor league status. Not a lot of barter going on. In my career, I've seen some barter. I've done barter. I've done some bartering. But it's really, really not prevalent. And a lot of people probably have never done it. A lot of business owners have never done barter. But barter is still being conducted. But primarily between businesses that know each other and that have a mutual need for what the others offer. For example, a printer would barter a brochure job, a printing job, for maybe an amount of food at a restaurant. Sometimes we hear about, I know I've heard about lawyers taking some kind of property in exchange for a fee. In my own career as a consultant, I have bartered for things. If the company that I was doing services for had something I needed, we would barter for that. I'd give them some work and they would give me something that they had that they sold that I needed. Small businesses should look into barter opportunities more, I think. For example, with too much inventory and too little cash, you got too much inventory, but you don't have enough cash, you could find a way to move some of that inventory. You might have to take a discount, but move some of that to somebody who could use it for something that they have. You just got to look around a little bit. Slow-turning goods become the equivalent of cash to pay for something that in a better economy would have been covered by cash flow and profits from customer sales. So sometimes if the sale isn't going to happen, you just have to think about maybe a barter option. Maybe it's not the only option you have, but it's one of the options. And then there are tax advantages to barter, but there are also tax responsibilities. So I do encourage you, especially if you're doing barter on any kind of a scale at all. If you barter one thing for a meal at a restaurant or something like that, I don't think the IRS is coming after anybody for that. But if you do it on any kind of a scale, you probably should talk to a tax professional and make sure you understand what the rules are. As handy as barter can be, though, it does have three inherent challenges. And this is the part that money helped address. Party familiarity. You can't barter with somebody you don't know. So if you're going to barter, you got to come up with some. You got to find somebody who wants what you have and who you want what they have. Timing. I may want to barter today, and you may not want to barter today, right? That's an issue. And then relative value. Back to the potato duck thing I talked about earlier. How many potatoes is a duck worth? That's the thing that money took care of. That's the thing that money helped out with. But there are some other options out there. There's something called exchange networks that have been invented. And so I encourage you to do a search for exchange networks, because those networks are helping to solve those three things. They're allowing you to deposit the thing you want to barter with them and get credits, get cash equivalents, so to speak, and to spend when you want to. So barter networks can be handy, but folks, make sure that you do your due diligence on them. There are issues that you have to deal with when you be educated about the bartering that you do. Bartering can be good business for you, but you got to know the rules. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Feeling like
I ought to sleep. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.